It looks like Albany will pass a budget on time for the third straight year. Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders say they've reached an agreement on a $135 billion budget, although details still need to be ironed out. We're joined now by Capitol reporter Karen DeWitt in Albany. Good morning, Karen.
Morning, Soterios.
So, you know, the headline here, one of them anyway, is that the state's minimum wage will increase to $9 an hour over the next 3 years. Anything in it for businesses?
That's right. It's a three-year phase-in. It won't be till January 1, 2016 that it gets to $9 an hour. Yes, there's the Senate Republicans, in exchange for this deal, it was the Democrats that wanted the minimum wage increase, are getting quite an extensive $650 million tax break package for small businesses and for middle-class families. They're going to phase out a surcharge on utilities, and it's going to involve every New Yorker who has children up to a certain income and makes $300,000 a year or less will get a $350 check in the mail starting in 2014. Coincidentally, right before Election Day, when the governor and all the lawmakers are up for election.
You know, there'd been some back and forth about whether to change the tax rate for millionaires. What happened there?
Well, they agreed to extend the millionaire's tax for another three more years, in part to pay for all these other tax breaks that they're giving and for some other things in the budget. Interesting, because Governor Cuomo said there weren't going to be any new taxes in his budget, and it was kind of interesting last night to hear him try to explain that one away, saying, well, there in the net, there'll be more people getting their taxes cut than seeing their taxes raised.
Mm. So an agreement's in place, but it's not a done deal. Are there any holdups, and what got left out of the agreement?
Well, some of the holdups are the federal government cut some of New York's Medicaid reimbursements because it charged New York with overbilling for Centers for Developmentally Disabled, and Cuomo wanted to get the savings from cutting $120 million to service providers for the disabled. They're going to restore some of that money, maybe $40 million, but they haven't decided on a number yet. Also, the school aid has not been completely decided. And the governor had tried to put some unrelated issues in, like decriminalizing public possession of marijuana to fix kind of a problem with New York stop and frisk laws that led to arrests of mainly young men for small amounts of the drug. Also, the governor was trying to amend the state's gun laws. It would essentially rescind the ban on the sale of the 10-bullet magazines, and that has not gone through either. They're going to try to get agreements on those things in the next few days.
And you mentioned school aid. I wanted to ask you about a specific part of school aid. The state, you know, of course, withheld nearly $250 million from New York City schools after the city and the teachers union failed to reach an agreement on teacher evaluations. Anything in the new budget point to the city getting that money?
No, the city is not going to get that money. The governor said repeatedly the deadline was missed, the money is not going to be restored. But New York City won't be penalized in future years because every year the school aid is built on what you got the previous year. So next year going forward, when they decide the school aid, it's going to be as though New York City got the $240 million. So it won't be a compounded loss, but it is a loss this year, and apparently that issue is one that's decided, and that money's not coming back.
And just briefly to wrap up, you know, this would make three consecutive years that Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders have passed a budget on time. What does that mean for Cuomo politically?
Well, I think it shows that Albany is functional, which it hadn't been for a long time, and that's good news for him. And the agreement coming now kind of takes attention from this other kind of potentially embarrassing rollback of part of the gun laws.
Hmm. Capitol reporter Karen DeWitt, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.